This is the April Boo Challenge Day 4, and this is a dog-related boo, which I've called To Veg or Not To Veg. I've shamelessly taken this from a book by Anne Ridyard called The Dog's Dinner, because I thought it was good, and I thought it would be an interesting topic for discussion as well. What prompted me to do this was that I happened to get into conversation the other day with someone called Kate Moncaster, who is the breeding manager for Nature's Menu. And we were talking about the prey model of BARF, which stands for Bones and Raw Food, versus the normal model, shall we say, and whether feeding vegetables was a good thing or not, and so on. And I thought, you know, it would make quite an interesting topic, because when you're a new dog owner, there are quite a lot of bamboozling facts and things out there. There's also a whole range of foods and things for you to choose from, and it's very difficult always to know what's best, because you've got different companies all selling their products, all telling you different things, and you've only got to go somewhere like Crufts or to any of the big dog shows to find that out. Now, when I had my guide dogs, I tended to just feed what they told me, because that's what people do. So it's only been since I've had my own dogs, really, that I've started to kind of look into what's around and what's available a bit more, and to try and increase my own knowledge, if you like, as an average punter on the street. So first of all, let's take the argument for feeding vegetables to a raw fed dog. So if you read Ian Billinghurst's book, which is called Give a Dog a Bone, he recommends in there that dogs should have between 15%, say, of vegetables and 5% fruit approximately in their diet, and you can balance this out over a week or a month or whatever, but 20% of fruit and veg in total is what he recommends. And the reason he gives for this is that when dogs in the wild take down prey, what happens is the stomach contents gets eaten, and within that stomach contents are things like plants, vegetables and herbs that the prey might have been eating. So the prey might be a sheep, a cow, or a deer, or a wild buffalo, or whatever. So he argues that the dog is eating this stomach content, and therefore it needs fruit and vegetables in its diet. And we all know that a lot of dogs, when they're grazing or free running, will eat grass. They'll sometimes pick up blackberries and things like that and eat those. So that's kind of his argument. There's a guy called Neil Garrod who makes a mixer biscuit, which is grain-based. It's primarily made of wheat, but he puts a lot of herbage in there. So he includes things like cleavers, nettle, dandelion, seaweed, alfalfa, chamomile, and there is one more he puts in there as well, which is currently escaping me. But he includes a lot of herbage within the biscuit. And he argues the same thing, that the dog needs the vegetables, and also that grain is in the stomach contents as well, that the dog has, that the prey has been eating. So the prey eats grain and veg, dog rips open the stomach and eats the stomach contents, and therefore it needs those. So that's the argument kind of for it. But then if you look at Anne Ridyard's book, which is The Dog's Dinner that I mentioned before, she quotes in there from another book, which is by a guy called David Meck, and the book is called Wolves, Behaviour, Ecology and Observation. And in there, this guy, David Meck, who's been studying wolves for a number of years, he says that when he's seen wolves eat in the wild, yes, they go to the stomach contents. Yes, they eat the internal organs, intestines, heart, liver, you know, and all that. But the veg contents get spilled out onto the ground and doesn't get eaten. So he argues that dogs don't need to have vegetables in their diet. Now, Anne says in the book that she kind of sits on the fence with this argument, really, because she's got a German Shepherd, for example, that really likes eating raw carrot. And even though the dog can't digest the carrot as it is, because she just gives it, you know, gives it to the dog whole, the dog likes to crunch it, and it's very good for the, you know, it seems to be good for the dog's teeth, etc. But she only gives veg very occasionally. Billinghurst, Neil Garrod and Anne Ridyard actually all say that if you do feed vegetables, you should pulp them up into a using a food processor. Neil does say also you can use cooked vegetables as well, but the raw vegetable can't really be digested by the dog, because if you think about it, when the prey has the vegetable in its stomach contents, the prey has already kind of digested it. So the dog's system isn't made to digest uncooked vegetables. Myself, I've tried various things with my own dogs now. They've had kibble. They have raw food. I don't mix it with the kibble, obviously, because I don't want them to get any diseases like salmonella, etc. And you know, dogs are more susceptible to that if you mix kibble with raw food. So I tend to feed it as, you know, completely separate meals, 12 hours apart. But I fed veg, and I fed Neil's whole bake biscuit, which is a very good biscuit as far as mixer biscuits go. And I think really it's down to what works for your own individual dog. I mean, some dogs might not tolerate whole bake. They might have reactions because it contains wheat. So they might have anal gland problems or ear problems or something like that. Other dogs might do really, really well on it. What I have noticed when I have put veg into the diet, though, is that it does seem to improve things like coat and skin. And you notice a real shine on the dog's coat. But a lot of kibbles don't contain vegetables, and the dogs do, you know, okay on them. I think it's down to really what suits your individual dog. I tend to try and, you know, feed a bit of most things, if I, you know, whatever I can get, and just see what works for them. This sounds really crude, but I concentrate on the back end, and if what comes out the back end looks and feels okay through the nappy bag that I pick it up in, then, you know, that completely does me. If you know what I mean. A couple of other things to say before I go. The herb I forgot about, which Neil puts into his whole bake natural choice mixer biscuit, the one I forgot was comfrey. And it also might be worth mentioning for anybody who does want to feed veg and doesn't want to prepare their own. There are now a number of options available. So firms like Nutriment, Natural Instinct and Nature's Menu do vegetables that are already processed and, you know, pre-pulped for you. The Natural Instinct and the Nutriment ones, they've already been put through the food processor and everything, and all you have to do is, you know, serve them up, and they do contain some herbs as well, I believe. And then the Nature's Menu ones are in frozen ice cube sized nuggets, and there are others as well. I'm only mentioning a few of these. Dorwest Herbs also do have a couple of alternatives. They sell something called Easy Green, which contains powdered vegetable, and they also do a mixed vegetable tablet as well. So these are just a few of the companies out there, not all of them by any stretch of the imagination, that, you know, that you can get vegetables from. Some people also do say, like Dorwest, for example, that the mixed vegetable tablets help with things like skin and arthritis as well. So it's worth noting that. So last of all, a couple of websites for you before I go, so you can get your pens ready if you want. But I'll also go in and edit this boo and put the websites in the subject in the description, so that people can, you know, have a look and basically form their own opinions about this subject matter. I should also say, by the way, that the prey model I was talking about earlier that Anne Ridgeard promotes, that consists of 70 to 80% meat, 10 to 20% bone, and 10% offal. I forgot to say that when I was talking about the argument for not feeding vegetables. Nature's Menu, on the other hand, give you a variety of different options with regard to feeding. And I am going to do a separate boom about their stuff, but they give people the option of feeding 80% meat, bone and offal, and 20% of vegetables. Or you could do 60% meat, bone and offal, 20% grain and 20% vegetables. That's another option that they have on their website. But I'm going to talk more about them in a separate boo, because I've got to find 30 different topics, so I don't want to talk about everything all at once. So here's the six websites I thought I'd mention. So Nature's Menu is www.naturesmenu.co.uk, no apostrophe between the E and the S. Nutriment, www.nutriment.co. Natural Instinct, www.naturalinstinct.com. Natural Choice Holistic Whole Baked Mixer is www.holisticfeeds.com. The Dog's Dinner by Anne Ridyard is a book, but she also has sections of it on her website, which is www.thedogsdinner2.webs.com. And Dorwest Herbs is www.dorwest.com. One other correction I should add here is I believe that David Meek, who wrote the book about wolves, his name should actually be pronounced David Meech. So I apologise for that. I've only just seen that now in something else that I was reading. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and I will close for now and be back again tomorrow.